G'day everyone, thanks for tuning into The Journey. Hope you're having a great weekend wherever you are right around this beautiful country, Australia. We're ready for another top-notch show, aren't we, Jude?
Absolutely, mate. Big show this week. All of our regular inputs from some of the best Christian presenters in Australia today, and an interview that I was lucky enough to get with Mr. Peter Cousins, who's a renowned Australian actor, and he's turned his hand, on this instance, to directing in a great film called Freedom, and it's being launched this week.
That's one I'm really looking forward to. I've heard it's an awesome film, and he's a really interesting guy.
He's an amazing guy, and listen, I think listeners will be really absorbed by what he had to say.
We can add to that as well that some of my absolute favourites are on the show today, and I can guarantee listeners, all right, I'm telling you right now, this week's program of The Journey will have something for everyone.
Okay, strap yourselves in as we kick off with a reflection on the gospel reading for this Sunday. And that's being done by our new sound editor on The Journey, Nick Weir. And he's going to give us a reflection on Matthew chapter 15.
That'll be followed by a top little song from Brooke Fraser, Albertine. So let's get into it, whether you're listening in your car via live streaming or if you're tuned in via podcast. It's great to have you listening to this week's show.
Faith, hope, love and life. You're listening to The Journey.
Here's this week's reflection on the gospel.
Today's gospel reading gives us a vivid illustration of Jesus' teaching that we need to ask, seek, and knock. Only this is not a parable or a sermon. It's a real-life story. A Canaanite woman, a Gentile, begs Jesus to deliver her daughter from a demon. It's something that Jesus experienced all the time. People were always coming to him, asking him for a healing of some sort or another. But instead of answering her request right away, Jesus does something surprising. He replies in what appears to be a very rude way. At first he ignores her. Then he tells her that his mission doesn't include Gentiles. Then he refers to her and her entire people as dogs. And, to make matters worse, the apostles do nothing but try to get rid of her. Yet at each step, the mother remains undeterred. She persists until Jesus finally says, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish," in verse 28. Why was Jesus so rude to the woman? Maybe he was testing her faith. Maybe he was testing the apostles' faith. Maybe he wanted to make sure everyone knew just how much he treasured persistent, even stubborn belief in him. That's what this woman showed, isn't it? She, an outsider, a pagan, believed in Jesus, and she was not to be ignored, sidelined, or denied. She persisted, and so should we. Jesus wants to test our faith at times, just as he did for this woman and his disciples. He wants to provoke us to deeper faith by challenging us to trust him, even when we think he is ignoring us or rejecting our request. Just as Jesus pushed this woman, so he pushes us sometimes. So what's the message today? Yes, the tests of life can be frustrating and aggravating. Yes, Jesus can seem rude or distant at times, but never give up, because no matter how it seems, he has not given up on you. Let our prayer today be, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief.
Faith, hope, love, and life. This is The Journey.
Still, I think of Angelique.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness. Here's Sister Hilda with Wisdom from the Abbey.
A couple of years ago, I had to go to Canberra to do some talks. And because I always get lost in Canberra, I set off very early. So it was about 3:30 in the morning as I was getting through a very dark and cold Goulburn. I stopped off at the local establishment to get myself a cup of tea and an English muffin. The only nun walking in to that establishment, might I say, at that hour. Once I got my refreshments, my nourishment, I went and sat down, and there was a big screen there playing a soccer game. I'm not into soccer, but that doesn't matter. It was all there was. I paid particular attention. Some poor fellow that was playing kicked the ball outside. Well, you got it replayed 100 times. The dismay on the face of the crowd, the disappointment on the part of his teammates, and the sheer demoralisation of the poor man himself. We saw it from every angle. And it struck me, you know, God never does that with you and me. We make mistakes all the time. We do things we wish we hadn't done. And God gets on with the game. Though your sins are as red as scarlet, he says, they'll be as white as snow. I've cast your wrongdoing from my sight. I cannot call it to mind, he says. He's got on with the game. It's only you and I who keep ourselves back. Let's get on with the game today.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Journey. We just heard from Sister Hilda Scott with her Wisdom from the Abbey, this week giving us a really good message about getting on with the game.
Big cheerio to many of our teachers who listen in and love listening to Sister Hilda. She's a very, very popular right across the country. And I know we've got a lot of teachers who use her material in some of the stuff that is done in religion lessons right around the country, which is great. And why not?
Why not indeed? Coming up, a bit of Need to Breathe with State I'm In. And after that, it'll be time to listen to the lovely Trish McCarthy with her ever popular Milk and Honey segment for Living Life to the Fullest. And this week, she's talking to us about resolution.
Faith, hope, love and life. You're listening to The Journey.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Journey, music, interviews and wisdom for living life to the full. And now it's time for Milk and Honey with Trish McCarthy.
When talking all things technology, you may have heard the term resolution in regards to TVs, cameras and the like. Very simply, the higher the resolution, the clearer the image or picture or vision. This word is used powerfully in the scriptures, and what first comes to mind for me is the final weeks of Jesus' life, when Jesus turned resolutely towards Jerusalem. He had in his sight what lay before him, and he was resolved to follow through. Nothing could stop the mission of love and salvation written into his very being, and his death on the cross that would open the way to heaven. His vision was clear, his resolution was high, so to speak, and nothing could deter him. When we resolve to do something, we too have access to this clear, crisp, uninterrupted vision, which is essential to continuous movement towards that final outcome. The more time we spend with Jesus, the more we realise what is true, good, and beautiful. When we start to see with this vision, we notice the things in our life that bring us joy or suffering, pleasure or pain, hope or despair. Remember, God wants us to be happy, both here on earth and forever in heaven. My encouragement this week is to move towards those things, places, events, people that reflect truth, beauty and goodness, and create a sense of being free and alive, moving in God's Spirit. Resolve to embrace one thing this week that reflects this notion.
Together on the journey, faith, hope and love for life in all its fullness.
To be closer, oh, I am
Welcome back to The Journey. It's great to have you listening into the show today, and I'm very excited to interview on the show today Mr. Peter Cousins. Now, many of you will know that Peter Cousins has got, well, a dossier so thick in terms of his involvement in entertainment in Australia, but I'm speaking to him this morning about his involvement in a film called Freedom, a film which he's directed. Peter, thank you very much for joining us on The Journey.
Thanks for having me, Jude.
Peter, just wondering for listeners if you could give us a bit of a summary of what you've been doing in Australian entertainment for the last 35 years. I remember seeing you in both Les Mis and Phantom, but you've been involved in just so many things over a really long career. Could you just give us a bit of a summary of all the things that you've been involved in entertainment in Australia?
Well, I started my career, horrifyingly, 35 years ago. Born in Tamworth, and did a little bit of stage production there with my mother and father in the local musical societies. Then eventually went on to going to NIDA, and I was there for 3 years, and then did a lot of theatre, a lot of film and television, particularly things like Young Doctors, Sons and Daughters, Cop Shop, The Sullivans, Carson's Way, those sorts of things. And then I'd always sung, and just the opportunity for actors who could sing became the fashion in musicals. And I had the opportunity initially of doing some work for the Opera Australia and things like The Mikado and Fiddler on the Roof. I did a stint in a musical called Blood Brothers with Chrissy Amphlett and Russell Crowe, well before his meteoric rise to fame. And then I had the opportunity of working for about 12 years in a series of mega musicals, Les Miserables, Band of the Opera, Aspect of Love, Miss Saigon, West Side Story, Showboat. And this spanned about 12 years, and I had the opportunity to play the Phantom in London for 12 months, which was certainly a highlight for me. And then I returned to Australia sort of in the beginning of this century, and have spent the last 13 or 14 years. I started my own musical theatre company for a while. I have done a lot of concerts, and I've toured my own show over the last 10 years or so, which is all around Australia, which has been enormously satisfying, touching, and getting involved with a lot of regional communities. And here we are talking in 2014, Jude.
Peter, it was great to meet you at the launch of this movie, Freedom. And you've been working in a project now directing this movie, Freedom, which for you is breaking new ground. How did you come to be involved in this movie, Freedom?
I had a dream with a friend of mine, and we both dreamed the same thing. He was a businessman who also had a desire to have a voice in the community, and we dreamt of the plan to create film in such a way that it could move, inspire, change people.
Peter, I was really, I suppose, impressed by the movie, particularly when I saw that the tagline for Heritage Films was that films change people and people change the world. And then I watched this amazing movie, which was about slavery in the US and escape to freedom, but it was about freedom at a whole lot of levels, not just the people who were under the yoke of slavery. It was an incredibly powerful story, which would be appealing to a very, very broad audience, but right throughout it too was very, very strong Christian themes, and also, I suppose, an expose of how people of faith helped to change the world.
Well, the film, in its simplest rendition, tells a story of a family of slaves escaping from a Virginian plantation, and they're guided on their escape north by an organization called the Underground Railroad. This was a loose connection of people who courageously and heroically guided these people to freedom, usually in Canada and as far north as they could get. On their journey there, a story is told by one of the older members of this family about John Newton, the great slave trader of the 1700s. So we flash back to his story, and we see him taking a cargo of slaves across the Atlantic. And amongst that cargo of slaves is a young boy who happens to be the great-grandfather of our family that are escaping 100 years later. And we see John Newton's realization and his conscience working on him as he sees the horrors and unthinkable tragedy of the people that he's carting across the sea. And those of you who know the story of John Newton later and writes that famous song, Amazing Grace. Mm. And it's the content of Amazing Grace, really, that inspires the whole film. This older member of the slave family tries to inspire her son, who's played by Cuba Gooding Jr., the Academy Award-winning actor, and she tries to inspire him to move from his bitterness and his sense of and desire for revenge to understand that freedom is more than just escaping. True freedom comes with being able to forgive and to have hope for a better future.
Peter, I was really taken aback at the end of the film, how really people were called to action
And it was recognised that, you know, slavery remains an incredible injustice in our world today, and how the extent of it is worldwide and having a massive impact, particularly on the most vulnerable in our world. Do you want to have a little bit of a talk to us about what the film's calling people to in not only recognising what happened in the past, but what's going on today?
Yeah, I mean, this sort of boils down to the purpose of the film. And often films try to avoid making sort of social statements. They allow people who watch the film to just react to them in any way they want. And some people are moved by saying maybe some social justice issues that are inherent in films and films that obviously tell a parable. Our film is really fundamentally about ordinary people doing heroic things. And it seemed very clear, particularly to the investor and myself, that we had an opportunity here to point up and connect our film with modern-day slavery, because around the world there are a small, heroic group of people who are carrying people to freedom in all sorts of dire circumstances. 29 million people are enslaved around the world today, more than any other time in history. It seemed to us that here is an opportunity to help create an awareness on a global level of this issue, and to, in many ways, ask people who see the film, if they're so moved, to commit to ending this unthinkable tragedy that still exists around the world. We all thought we got rid of it 150 years ago, but that's not the case. It exists in a greater and more dire form. There's a website they can go to, and that website will direct them into a range of organisations who are doing fantastic work. Organisations like A21, Walk Free, Destiny Rescue, and a range of other organisations that are doing really great heroic things around the world.
Obviously, Peter, this is more than just a story. You've got a vision, and the people behind this film have got a vision to ensure that it changes people who can then make a difference in the world. Now, for that to happen, people have got to see the film. It's a wonderful film. I can't believe that it was made in 25 days. Hats off to you that you've been able to produce something that is just so good in that period of time. What can the community in Australia do? What can churches do? What can schools do? What can people who've got a passion for ensuring that, you know, we live in a world of justice do to ensure that this movie is seen by a heap of people in Australia and hopefully worldwide?
Well, as I said, this film is an American story that has a global resonance. But the folks who are listening should remember that this is actually an Australian film, and therefore we hope that audiences will get behind it. Another reason is we're happy for the film to be used by organisations of any charity who would like to help raise money, and for their own charity they can do that. We're encouraging people to create group bookings together and go and see the film, whether it's church groups, retirement villages, anyone who has got a network of people who'd like to get together and go to the cinema and see the film. It opens on the 21st of August, and that opening weekend, it's a fascinating thing about the film industry. The weekend, the first 4 days of a film's life, tends to determine how long it stays in the cinemas over the next few weeks after that opening. So we encourage people to go out on that first weekend. A great attraction is the 23rd of August, on the Sunday of that weekend, is actually the UNESCO Freedom Day. It's where they celebrate the abolition of slavery. So coincidentally, we just happen to be falling on that day. And as well, the next day is William Wilberforce's birthday, the great abolitionist of the 1800s in England. So there's plenty of reason to get out there on that weekend to see the film.
Peter, the film's wonderful, and I encourage everyone to go and see it. If listeners want to go and see the film, where can they go?
It'll be on at Hoyts and Event Cinemas, you know, the Greater Union Event Cinemas.
Peter, thank you so much for joining us on the journey today. It's been a real honour to speak to you, and it's been a real honour to hear about, I suppose, the story behind this film that's about to be launched in Australia.
Thanks, Jude, and look, I thank you so much for the opportunity to do so and for all your fantastic support, and thanks for your listeners. Hopefully they'll take some time to act and get out there and see the film.
Faith, hope, love and life. This is The Journey.